Ocean Thermal Energy Conversion, OTEC, has been in Hawaii since the early 1970s. It provides constant, clean power without taking over large parcels of land or requiring battery storage. It uses warm 80-degree surface water to boil a liquid into gas, which produces pressure and steam to drive turbines that generate electricity. Deep ocean water, 40 degrees Fahrenheit, cools the gases back to liquid form. Blue Planet Foundation CEO Jeff Mikulina.
It's kind of the joke. I mean, OTEC has been right around the corner for about four decades now. I mean, it's almost too good to be true. You get pretty much free energy from the ocean, plus, you know, fresh water if you want to set up a system that way. And it takes advantage of that high-pressure cold water that's deep below the ocean with the warm surface water and essentially running it like a refrigerator in reverse to get electricity out.
But the need for corrosion-resistant metals for OTEC heat exchangers can be costly and has slowed progress. Rich Bailey is owner and president of DuPont Systems on Hawaii Island.
Mostly they're looking at titanium. I guess it was a 100-megawatt plant might take up as much as 6% of the world's titanium annual output, which is tremendous. So they're looking at alternatives, maybe putting thin film membranes or coatings on different types of materials that are less expensive.
Makai Ocean Engineering has a test lab in Kona and has submerged test metals in seawater for 3 years. Ocean engineer Pat Granadelli says aluminum is both promising and challenging.
The reason why aluminum doesn't corrode is it has an aluminum oxide layer, and that's what doesn't corrode. And so for the deep water, you don't have that oxygen to replenish that layer. And so because of that, that's the harder problem. But we're making good progress, and I think we'll have some solutions.
Granadelli says an OTEC plant can be built for about the same cost as battery storage for a commercial wind farm. Tomoyo Nonaka, a visiting professor at the East-West Center, helped dedicate a new OTEC plant for Kumejima Island in Okinawa.
Ours is a world first, 660 meter deep, making 50 kilowatt per hour for daily usage for community.
An ocean thermal plant is also being planned off Oahu's Kahe Point. That, according to OTEC International Executive Vice President Barry Cole.
We are negotiating with HECO for a 100-megawatt plant. Ours is very similar to the Neptune Genesis oil rigs. It's just a plain cylinder that goes vertically in the water, 152 feet in diameter, by about 445 feet long. From that, we have a cold water pipe that will go down to a depth of about 3,000 feet.
Cole says the plant will be located 5 to 6 miles offshore and could be operational by 2019. Blue Planet Foundation founder and chairman Hank Rogers says Hawaii is in an ideal location and should take the lead.
Somebody has to bite the bullet and do it. And these things cannot be done small scale. They're not economical. So you have to get up into the 10 megawatts or 100 megawatts. I think that's the sweet spot I keep hearing.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.